Metalheads and rockers, this is DJ Rem with Quoth the Raven, and I have the band Well Chorus on the line. How are you doing tonight?
Hello to everybody, and thank you for invitation.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. I guess let's start, if you could introduce yourself and your spot in the band, and then also if you could introduce the other members of the band that are not with us tonight.
My name is Alex, and I'm a leader and founder of band. Today only me online, so I can introduce offline as a bandmates. So our drummer is Ilya. He also from Russia, but living in Czech Republic all his life. And also our guitarist Tomáš. He's chair guy who joined us here in Prague, and our bassist also Tomáš. He also chair guy. So we have two Tomáš's in our band, and now I think lineup is one of the most strongest from all our 15 years history of band.
Oh, very cool.
So, yes.
So before I forget, I do want to thank Zach from Metal Devastation Radio because he did help connect us. So props to him for that.
Sorry? What do you mean?
Oh, because I got your information from Metal Devastation Radio from Zach Moonshine. He sent out some promo stuff.
Yeah, and what?
Oh, he helped us connect. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. What is the question, Nick?
Oh, no, nothing. I was just thanking Zach.
Yeah, so you saw that the whole band will be there, yeah?
Yep.
It would be difficult to gather everybody in one place because we live in different towns. So, and now is quarantine everywhere, so it's not so easy to meet our guys.
Yeah, definitely. Things have definitely changed a lot with the lockdown, haven't they?
Yeah, definitely.
So, did you mention that the band's been around about 15 years?
Yes, our band, I made band in 2002, but it was, you know, like experiment. It was not a band. It was just, you know, one man project.
Okay.
And in 2005, I decided to make a band, and I found the guys, and we started to play. And in 2008, we released our first album. And after that, it was several other albums and EPs and singles. And in 2013, I decided to move to Prague because that lineup break out. And I decided to move somewhere forward and move from my hometown, Novosibirsk in Russia, in Siberia, to Prague in Czech Republic, in center of Europe. And here I found new guys, and we continued to play the same style with the same name. Actually, it's the same project. And here in Prague, we released our previous album, Aziesm, which was pretty successful here. And we introduced this album to pretty big audience of metalheads in Europe. And this year, in March, we released a new album, Siberian Heathen Horde, by German label El Puerto Records. And that is why I'm talking now. I hope so.
It is. And that the new album is so, so good. I have been listening to it for basically since it came out. And I've also been playing songs from it on my radio show quite frequently. So
it's nice to hear that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, I really, really enjoy your music. So that's why when I got the email that you were doing interviews, I was like, yes, I definitely would love to talk to you. So thank you.
So you heard our album before our friend from the radio contacted you, right?
Yep, I did. I had actually feel like I got it from a different promoter at some point.
Maybe because we have also another guy who tried to make some promotion. But we work with different people to spread it a little bit more.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. So I've been a fan for quite a while now. So
yeah, great.
So I guess let's talk a little bit about the new album. What was the direction you took as far as writing and producing the album? How did that all work?
How we recorded this album, or you mean conceptually?
Yeah, both.
Mostly Veli Kurus, it's my project, and I make all conceptions. Other guys helping me with some details and playing live on some instruments and making some solos and some melodies maybe. So that is why I made a whole conceptions in each song, and tried to make it to show it to listener as wide as possible, and to describe not only in lyrics but mostly with music and melodies and huge scale of orchestrations. And mostly this album has no big conception of whole album, because each song has its own conception. So title song Siberian Hidden Horde, in my opinion, is one of the most strongest songs which we made ever. And it's about, how to tell it, it's like a horror story about creatures which came from far land called Siberia. So we actually use a tale that everybody thinks that Siberia is somewhere far away from civilization, and that there is no almost people who live there except some wild animals. So we use these ideas and make it a little bit, how to tell, twisted and distorted. So we show ourselves like those werewolves or creatures who came from forest to destroy everybody, and stealing women and making some bad things with them. So you can see all of this in our new video, Siberian Hidden Horde. And so it's, like horror story. Other songs has different stories also. For example, Spellcaster is about a wizard who live in somewhere on suburb of some village, and everybody afraid of him and thinking that he is a dark wizard, but actually he is making some invisible good things for everybody, for humanity. And song Metaphysical about out of body experience, and other songs like, for example, Tree of Nations. It's a lyrical song about about brotherhood of all humanity, of all nations, that mostly all wars making between brothers, and all of us roots of big tree which called our earth, and that we should we shouldn't do wars and different other crazy things between us. And so each song has its own conception, and you can listen it in read it in our lyrics, in booklet of our CD, and I hope we express it, how to tell it, deeply, and people will understand that. So when I compose all songs, we then pretty long time trying to play them in our rehearsal room and also on some concerts to make those riffs, melodies and tempos and drums to make them how to tell it more stronger and clean up from different garbage and some other things in orchestrations and arrangement. And when we felt that everything is fine, we went to a studio in Prague called Faust Studio, which is pretty famous there. And it's very funny because in this studio, pretty famous projects and singers were recorded. I heard even maybe, if I'm not mistaken, Lady Gaga also made something here.
Oh, wow.
In her early ages, you know.
Right.
I don't know if it's true or not, you know. So it was pretty funny because we recorded this album pretty fast, and it was really exhausted several days. We recorded all drums, I think, 2 days, and guitars like 3 days, and all other instruments we recorded in our own studio.
Okay.
And after that, it was pretty long process of mixing and mastering. So our friend from Belarus, from Drigva Studio, helped us to do that. And we tried to find a sound which we would like to do. And it happened so that finally the sound sounding similar to Dimmu Borgir sound. So a lot of people asking us that we sounded like Dimmu Borgir. So I don't know if it's good or not, but anywhere Dimmu Borgir is not a shit band at all. So we love some of songs of this band.
Yeah, that's not a bad comparison at all.
Yeah, so it was like that. So and now we are happy that because finally after 5 years of our work for this album, we released it by German label El Puerto. So now everybody can order it in stores worldwide.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the cover art right now. Who designed the artwork for you? Because that's really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I also think so because, you know, I had a vision in my head how it should look like. And exactly, and I made a sketch by my hand, and then I sent this picture to my friends from Russia. There is a couple who make it called Theoretical Part. It's a group of talented people,
yeah.
And they're making some graphics for tattoos or some illustrations. And they made a really great job, and they made exactly what I would like to see, and I think it's pretty good cover art.
Yeah, I think it's awesome, and thank you for putting the time into making sure good artwork. That's something that's lacking these days. So it's. It's definitely something that draws me to different metal bands is the artwork. So
cool.
So now is a good time for you to tell people where they can find out more about the band. What social networking, what websites do you guys use?
We try to talk as much as possible and communicate with our fans and people who are interested in our band on our Facebook page. You can find it easily on Facebook in search. Or also, we have a pretty active fan page called Velikorus Tribe on Facebook as well. And also, we have an Instagram page, Velikorus Official, Velikorus.official. And if you would like to support us or to have this beautiful vinyl in your collection, you can just find us on Bandcamp and get this CD or maybe a t-shirt or whatever, because we have a lot of different merchandise like coffee or
patches. Yeah, I saw that.
Also, we have some pictures, original artworks from our album. So maybe someone will be interested.
Yeah, I was looking at the vinyl. It looks like the vinyl is really neat too. It's got kind of multicolored, isn't it?
Yeah, vinyl is so beautiful. You know, yeah. I planning to put it in frame on the wall. So it's really very nice. You know, this picture.
Yeah, no, I agree, because I was perusing your Bandcamp page and looking at all the different stuff, and there's some really cool stuff on there.
Uh-huh, cool.
Yep. So what got you into metal and this kind of music? What kind of influences did you have that kind of helped lead you this way?
When I was a young boy, my father listened to different old school bands. He's not a metalhead, but he listened to a lot of different music, from Rockset to Udo, or maybe Deep Purple. He's a big fan of Deep Purple. And in those times, I start to listen it also. And when I was 13, I start to listen to Metallica, and I was a huge fan of Metallica. So after that, I explore more bands like Manowar, or later it will Megadeth, and more later more dark styles like Gothic style, Lacrimosa, Haggard, Tristania, or later black metal like the same Dimmu Borgir, Immortal, Dark Throne. Also, I am a huge fan of a Ukrainian band, Nocturnal Mortal.
Yep, I know. I've heard of those guys.
Yeah, which play really, really crazy music. But I love more older stuff, like album, for example, God Horn, which is really a masterpiece. And I listen to a lot of different music, not only metal. So I love also classical music, like Tchaikovsky or Rachmaninoff, Scriabin, Prokofiev, and also some guys who made soundtrack for famous movies like Star Wars. It's John Williams,
yeah,
which really, really amazing guy. And also music like Vardruna from Norway, which amazing, and also Heilung from Germany. So it's a more ambient folk, I would like to tell that. It's amazing music also. So so also some a little bit jazz and fusion metal, like for example Cynic or Atheist, and also Akhora. It's a really nice project from, I think it's from California, and oh, like that. I have a lot of bands which I cannot remember now, but for example, our guys, our drummer is a huge fan of Dream Theater.
Okay.
And he's really crazy about this band. And he listening also more alternative music like Foo Fighters, and our guitarist is a great fan of Swedish band Opeth, and also Swedish death metal school of metal like Arch Enemy or Dark Tranquility, and some other bands. And our bassist listening more to classical metal like Metallica, Slayer, or AC/DC, and a lot of Czech bands. So I wouldn't tell that our guys listening to something super special. So mostly, I think I listen into some more black metal than all of them.
Gotcha. Well, all good bands. I tell you, Megadeth and Metallica were the first two metal bands that got me into heavy metal. So I understand that.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. I really love till now album Master of Puppets, which is a masterpiece.
Yeah, Master of Puppets is my favorite Metallica album.
And also I love from Megadeth, I love Countdown to Extinction, US and Asia, and in Cryptic Writers.
Yep.
It's my favorite albums.
Yep. I'm right there with you. Those are...
Cool.
So, when things loosen up and, you know, you can actually go do some stuff, are you hoping to do some live shows this year still? What are your plans there?
You mean now of our future concerts?
Yeah, future, because I'm assuming everything's been canceled up to this date, right?
Yeah, but when we moved to Europe, we played really a crazy amount of concerts everywhere. We tried to play in every place where we could play. And especially last several years, we played more than 100 gigs per year.
Wow.
But now we have a quarantine as everywhere in the world. And we have some shows planned in the second part of this year. And I hope it will happen because we should go on tour with a pretty nice bands in Germany. It should be a very nice tour, and I don't know if it will be canceled or moved somewhere on the next year.
Right. Well,
so it should start in the end of September till December.
Well, good luck. I hope that you can play, because I'm sure that it's probably killing you not be able to play live, right?
What? Sorry?
Not being able to play live is probably pretty tough on you guys, right?
Yes, because we mostly live band, and a lot of people knows us like a live band.
Yeah.
So we are not used to sit at home and you know talking with people through internet or something like that.
Right.
We're trying to do it right now because we should have a connection with our fans, and actually you know when we had like 1 or 2 weeks break between shows in past times, we were really nervous because it was, you know, like a drug that we should play. We should play. Why are we not playing? We should go on tour anywhere, somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, but now, you know, it's crazy times.
Yeah. Well, hopefully everything will change for all of us. So bands like you can play live shows and fans like me can go to live shows. So...
Yeah, it would be nice to play also in US one day.
Yeah, definitely. Best of luck. Yeah, I'm in Michigan, so I'll keep an eye.
Michigan guy.
Yep.
It's cool.
So is there anything else about the band you want to make sure the listeners know about you guys?
It's very difficult now to tell something super, super cool and interesting, because you know after all those days stay at home, my brain is a little bit looks like liquid, not like something super smart. But I would like to wish to all your listeners to be healthy and listen to metal, support bands who now really need it, and we hope that everything will finish very fast. I mean this current time, and everybody will have possibility to go on concerts. But now I think everybody should use this situation, sitting at home, and exploring more and more interesting bands, because usually they have no time to do that because of job and other things. But now it's great possibility to everybody to listen to more metal And also, don't forget to listen to our new album, Siberian Hidden Heart. And we
Yes.
hope that you will like it and feel this vibration from our hearts, wild hearts from Siberia.
Very cool. And just so you know, I will put links in the podcast notes. I will put links to your Facebook and also to Bandcamp, so people can go and listen and they can hopefully buy. I think when they see that vinyl album, they're going to want to buy it. So hopefully they will.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yep. Okay, well, thank you so much for taking time today. I appreciate it a lot. I will continue to play your music on my radio show and at the radio station, because just so you know, you are in the 24/7 the stream of the station, so you guys do get played quite often. And you know, we'll keep helping promote as well, and just wish
Thank
you guys
you.
The best.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Okay, well, have a great day. Stay safe, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
You also. Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.